Blog Talk Radio.
Radio on WATB 1420 AM, the new look and feel of AM radio. We are the women's station. Let's get into a little bit of news. B-Boy.
What's up, man?
Man, check this out. Man made a fake report prompting a SWAT call. Hey, man, you ain't got nothing else better. Anyway, let's get into
you
it.
You probably have some of my chicken. Shout it out to China.
Look, check it. Atlanta police said a report of a barricaded gunman at a Northwest Atlanta apartment was false. Officers responded to the 2500 block of Etheridge Drive Tuesday morning after receiving a report of three people in the apartment, one possible with a gun. Officers called out the SWAT team, but when they got into the apartment, police said they only found a man. Wait a minute. You called and gave them your address? And wait, I got to read the rest. The man, whose name has not yet been released, was taken into custody. He was taken to Creative Memorial Hospital for evaluation. Wait. Okay. All right. So, let's get it straight. The man made a false report about a possible gunman from his own crib and his own number and brought out the SWAT. Man, forget Grady. Send that man to Georgia Reed.
Ain't that boosting no man?
I got a cousin out there named Floyd that sounds just like him.
Oh my. Well, we bring Floyd. Y'all going, boy, I'm telling you, we're going to bring him on one day.
All right, we got another bit, boy. Everybody want to be up Fast and Furious, right? 25 arrested in illegal street racing crackdown in Clayton County. 25. And I'm looking at the pictures, right? You can go to Fox 5 to check out the pictures. Look, the oldest one look like they about 18, 19. Nah, dude with the tattoo, like he about 30. But anyway, let's go into it. They say Clayton County, Georgia, 25 people were arrested in Clayton County following an illegal street racing crackdown at a business park on Tradeport Drive. The operation conducted by the Clayton County Police Department and the Clayton County Sheriff's Office played out near Airline Museum Way. According to a news release, authorities arrived at the location shortly after midnight. Several gathered vehicles attempted to flee, driving over curves and through wooded areas. Wait a minute. Okay, if you in a, let me see, a Miata, how you gonna go through the root woods, man? No, but anyway, so yeah, they got 25 arrests on that. Let's go into some more. All right, man, and some disturbing news. Man sentenced to life for killing child's mother. A Henry County man has been sentenced to life in prison for killing his child's mother outside of a McDonald grocery store. According to Megan L. Mattiucci, the spokeswoman for the Henry County District Attorney's Office, Teddy McNeil Jr., 31, pled guilty to malice murder, felony murder, and aggravated assault on Tuesday in Superior Court. On November 14, 2015, McNeil shot Amy Pitts in the parking lot of a Kroger shopping center on East Lake Parkway. It took him 2 years to go ahead and get this man life. Okay, well, at least they got it finished. The couple, who have a child together, argued in McNeil's vehicle. Pitts got out of the vehicle, and McNeil fired one shot, striking Pitts. McNeil then fled the parking lot. Pitts, 42, was pronounced dead at Atlanta Medical Center. Wow. Moving on. Stockbridge, father charged in 9-month-old's death.
Ain't that Ali?
Nah. Carroll County, Georgia, a Stockbridge man has been indicted in the death of his 9-month-old baby, whose death has recently been ruled a homicide due to a Benadryl overdose. According to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, Darius Jordan Lara, 20, faces two counts of second-degree murder in connection with the December 15th death of his child. The results of an ongoing investigation were presented to a grand jury, leading to an order for Laura's arrest. Laura turned herself into the Carroll County Jail on August 4th. The 20-year-old's next court appearance was not immediately known. I get it. You know, look, the baby's whining. The baby's crying. We've been there. You know, my mother actually told me that her and her mother, they used to give you a little shot of Benadryl. But you got to know how much is...
Them babies, man, you can't do that.
Yeah, if you sitting there and you giving the whole bottle to the baby because the baby isn't quiet, man, you need to reevaluate yourself as a man. First of all, you're 20 years old. So I could see if you was 15, 16 and you overdosed by accident your little sister or brother. But this was your child, and right. I can guarantee you, you had heard through the grapevine, I heard from the people, if you give them some Benadryl, that'll knock them out for a while. You never sat there to ask how much. I don't want to say a 20-year, because he looked like a good kid. If you're following the story, it's on Fox 5. You know, you go to Fox 5 to check it out. But he looked like a little young kid. He don't look like any thug or, you know, nothing like that. It's just bad choices, bad decisions.
You got to realize what they're doing, man. These are kids, man. You got to understand the facts, man. You got to know what you're doing, man. And he was part of on himself. You know what I'm saying? It's bad to say that, you know, certain people out here do that, man. But you know what I'm saying, man? Kids is our future, man.
Well, now he's going to face, you know, now he got to sit there and face 2 counts of second-degree murder.
See what I'm saying?
So, I mean, well, you know... We know what, we'll get into some more news when we get back. This is WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio on WATB 1420 AM, the new looking feel of AM radio. We are the women's station. You know what, let's give them a little bit of Again by Fetty Wap. How about that? Yeah, baby. I want you to be mine.
Talking about the digits, big bank rolls in my pockets, all 50s. Touch a little check, then I showed you I could triple it. Baby, it's Uber, I only want you. I don't give a f- who care, tats on my face. She don't give a f- who's still looking too good. Get you fucked on sight. I'm trying to finish this, who I started with. I'm trying to spend it all, who I got it with. Hey, she my trap queen, let her hit the band though. Hey, we be coming up, watch out for the band go. Hey, hop to my bed, man, she jump out the Lambo. Hey, run the band. that's driving you crazy. Ay, but I cannot see myself without you. We call the fans down, girl, you know what we do. I go out of my way to please you. I go out of the way to see you. I ain't playing no games, I need you.
This is WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio on WATB 1420 AM, the new looking feel of AM radio. We are the Women's Station. Man. I got to get back into some more news. A 53-year-old man claims girl tried to steal Chuck E. Cheese tokens. He's accused of kicking her. Wow. Big boy, I got to go in this. And people like that, I can't make this up. You want to know about this? It's on the AJC. Look, Massachusetts. A 53-year-old Rhode Island man was arrested and charged with assault and battery Saturday after an incident at Chuck E. Cheese in Attleboro, Massachusetts. The man, identified as Daniel Lafayette, was accused of knocking a 6-year-old girl out of his way when she reached to pick up tokens he had dropped at the Children's Entertainment Center. The Associated Press reported, according to the AP, Lafayette kicked the girl. The Sun Chronicle reports Lafayette was arrested on a bench inside a nearby Burlington coat factory after the girl's mother gave authorities a description, police said. First of all, let me go ahead and be honest with you. Most women, he wouldn't have made it to Burlington Coat Factory. He would have got clawed, scratched, beat up, kicked, punched over that girl in Chuck E. Cheese. But let's go on. Lafayette told police that the girl had been trying to steal his tokens. This is where he gets the womp, womp, womp. Listen to this. The girl's mother said her daughter had been trying to help Lafayette pick up his dropped tokens. Lafayette pleaded not guilty to the assault and battery charge and was released Monday on $500 cash. But you should feel, first of all, ashamed of yourself. It's Chuck E. Cheese coins. What, you 53, you mad because you're playing a video game? When I go take my kids up there, if I saw a kid run out of tokens, I gave them some of mine. I'm a grown man. I mean, I can't play that many video games. I just get a little bit to have a little time with my kids. You don't kick a 6-year-old baby. 6 years old. And then I got to go with what the mother said. I got to believe when a 6-year-old ain't trying to steal. She said the kid was trying to pick up the coins to give to you. So you should feel like less than a man. But guess what? This is on the news, which means, hey, buddy, Lafayette, when you go to jail, you better hope you don't get jail time. Because they looking at this in their right now.
He will be in
jail. And I know these are criminals, but they still love their family.
Right.
Moving on. Carjacking suspect. Oh, yeah, big boy, you was in my A last Tuesday. Let me tell you what happened.
Uh-oh.
Yo. Last week Tuesday, I was talking about this dude. You know, he was on the news. He was on Fox News then. He actually had a female. It was on the Shell gas station off of Moreland. Never forget. He asked the female for some change.
Okay.
And she said she didn't have it. She went inside to buy a drink.
Yes, sir.
When she came back out the store, he gonna ask her. Well, he pulled out a gun and said, "Well, give me your keys, your wallet, and the drink you just got." But when he tell her to get on somewhere, he get in the car and make her come back because he couldn't figure out how to start it. He made her start the car. They were saying he was at large. Well, guess what, people? If you were keeping up with the suspect, he is arrested. Yes, sir. The story is on AJC as well. His name is Kentrell Dabney.
Man, where your mama at, man?
He was arrested Monday.
God,
yeah, if you're going to steal a car, at least know how to operate it. The small detail might have been part of the reason Atlanta police were able to catch the hijacking suspect. But they're saying police arrested Kentrell Dabney on Monday in connection with the July 25th carjacking outside a gas station on Moreland Avenue. According to a report, the victim walked inside the store, purchased a few items, and came back to her car. Dabney approached the woman and asked if she had any change. When the woman said no, police said Dabney pulled out a handgun and demanded her keys. The victim handed over the keys, the wallet, the cell phone, and the items she just purchased. Police said Dabney told the victim to walk to the back of the store, but he called her back when he had trouble starting the car, which she had a push start mechanism. Police said surveillance footage, which clearly shows Dabney forcing the woman at gunpoint to hand over her belongings, led to the man's arrest. The car was eventually recovered. Dabney remains in the Fulton County Jail on hijacking and motor vehicle charges. Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Let me see, one more. I mean, you're supposed to go to Lake Lanier to have a good time. Well, 7 boats stolen at Lake Lanier. 2 arrested.
How you steal 7 boats?
I'm about to get into it. Like I said, we can't make this up. You want to follow the stories on AJC, AtlantaJournalConstitution.com. Look, 2 men have been arrested after 7 boats were stolen at Lake Lanier, a Hall County Sheriff spokesman said Tuesday. Donald Ray Ladd, 46, and Bruce Michael Vandervoort, 56, were charged with theft by taking. Deputy Stephen Wilbank said in a news release, both men were seen in surveillance video of the Timber Ridge Community Boat Dock. Wilbank said Vandervoort lives in the community, so he stole from the community he lives in.
Where did they park them boats at? White water?
I don't know. It says Ladd was arrested at the scene July 23rd and charged with the theft of a 2007 Sun Chaser pontoon boat. Wilbank said Vandervoort was arrested August 6th. Investigators are still working to determine if Ladd and Vandervoort are involved in other thefts, Wilbank said, and they are also working to identify other individuals possibly involved. What I think they were doing was they steal them and park them somewhere, like you said. They steal them. I mean, but do you put them on a truck? I guess steal them, take them, put them somewhere else, and then...
I mean, you can't go nowhere but the water.
I mean,
where are you going?
I don't... They got them. They found them. Man, that's crazy. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and give a time out to say, hey, go ahead and make sure you're following us on Facebook, WMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, and also on our website, AtlantaMixRadio.com. You can also like us and subscribe to us on YouTube at WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio. Man,
we're going to update your information for y'all. We're going to give it to you. We got a lot
it's just so much.
So much going on, man. Yeah. I got it.
Wow. I told you, I can't make this up. I cannot make this up. When we come back, we'll go ahead and get into some sports. I know that's what you... I wanted to tell you something, too, big boy. I forgot what I wanted to tell you.
Oh.
But I wanted to ask... No, anyway, what you do over the weekend, anyway?
Oh, my God. sleep.
Slept.
Let me tell you, man, I'm so disgusted, man. I mean, indicator, y'all, please. Let's get your stuff together. You know what I'm saying? With your females, with the people on the street, man. I see a lot of stuff I ain't even come out the house, man.
Oh, you just stayed in the house.
You know, I come out the store, you know what I'm saying? One day, this guy came over to me, you know, he wanted my shoes. I'm like, you want my shoes? You know, half of them gone anyway. I'm like, dude, the thing is coming off, man. I had to give them to him, man, because he looked like he was hungry, so... You know, that's why I stay in the house, bro. It's all good.
Over the weekend, I actually went fishing. I took your boy Floyd. Y'all going to get a chance to meet Floyd, too. He's a character. Hiram Johnson, a.k.a. Hi. Dave, and I took the kids up there, man. You know, the kids, they had a good time. You know what I mean? Everybody caught a fish but me. I caught H-E double hockey sticks. That's what I caught. I didn't catch any fish. My kids had a good time, though. They got a couple of bites. My daughter actually made a pet worm out of one of my baits, became her pet. I don't get how that works, but we had a good time. We had a good time. We was actually off of Tar Boulevard at J.W. Smith Reservoir. If anybody out there that likes to fish, that's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place to fish. You know, it don't cost you like $5 a park, and you can fish all day from like 7 to 7. It's very, very nice. You need to check it out. Make sure you go down to Stone Mountain, man, because before it get cold, Stone Mountain is the place to be barbecue-wise. And, you know, and of course, for all my fishermen, they also got a nice, nice pond out there, a lake out there to fish from. And then, you know, you got the old station, you know, old Stone Mountain Road where all the shops and the sponsors and it's just one strip of a lot of antique furniture. And you have they do customized glass work, and you know they got the bars out there, and you know there's so many I can say, like Sweet Potato Cafe. You know they also have like Wednesdays they do jazz, or Fridays they do jazz, Wednesday they do half off on wine. So it's so much to do before the fall hits. This is the time to do it, you know. This is the time to do it. And today is you know, the cuddle time and the chill time, the relax and unwind time. I know you're all just getting off work. Some of you ready to kick your feet up. So I'm going to make sure I keep giving you music. When we get back, we'll get into some sports. Later on, we'll get some entertainment. And you know I got to make Big Boy do his thing. So without further ado, let's get some more music going in. This is WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio on WATV 1420 AM, the new look and feel of AM radio. This is Bruno Mars. That's what I like.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop it for a pan. Pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a pan. Drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Stop the tail for dinner.
Another one. We the best music.
Yo, he ain't messing with no average chick. Pop, pop. He got Nicki, he know that he hit the jackpot. A baller trying to score, check them shot clocks. But I hit them with them prawn, Iguodala blocks. Eat the cake, Denny, suck on my toes, yes. Hitting them home runs, I be like, go Mets. I want a dude that still kiss me when he mad. Type that caught me diamonds, he could miss me with them bags.
Girl, we been right here thinking about it all night. Baby, you should be up in my bed. Ooh, do you mind? Do you mind? Baby, you,
DJ,
do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? I'm just trying to get to know ya. Get a little closer, baby, closer. Do you mind? Do you mind?
Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind?
that it don't get no better than me. Let's not waste that time. You ain't gotta hold back. Once I get inside, you won't change your mind. Know that you can take it. No need to hesitate.
This is WMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio.
Give it to me. Come on, let me taste until I get enough. Hope you're ready, cause I'ma beat it up. Do you mind when I'm behind it? Know how to heat it up. Yeah. Yeah. You have to be the one, baby, you gon' learn that. Girl, I know your body, know where every curve at. We be going all night to the early. Know you know you wanna take off when you on my runway. We ain't gotta talk about it, conversate. Baby, by the way I touch you, you know what I'm saying. Ride it slow.
I'm just trying to get to know ya. Get a little closer, baby, closer. Ooh, do you mind? 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 Do you mind?
Yo, we've been right here thinking about it all night.
Baby, you should be up in my bed. Ooh, do you mind? Do you mind? Baby, you, do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind?
Do that favor, dripping flavor in your toothpaste. I'ma keep my promise, never treat you like a groupie. Calamari dinners got you eating raw sushi. Still in the trap, but I like my bougie. Two cups of styrofoam, excuse me, little mama. I can hold you down, be your friend and your lover.
You want watches, new Versaces, you want Celine?
Huh.
Top back, streaming money, ain't a thing.
Seen the two G-Wagons in my driveway. FaceTime, two black bottles by my fireplace. Fell out with your people, so you took the bitches down. Instagram ain't been the same since you so distant now. Took you shopping in other places that I won't name. First time your friends really got to see ball mean. 20 million cash, seen that there with my two eyes. We the best, and I told you this back in 05.
I'm just trying to get to know ya. Get a little closer, baby, closer. Ooh, do you mind? 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 Do you mind?
We've been right here thinking about it all night.
Baby, you should be up in my bed. Ooh, do you mind? Do you mind? Baby, you, do you mind? Do you mind? Do you mind?
Ooh, just in case you need. Tell them what to do when you see a bad bitch in front of you, baby. Yeah. Assume the position.
I'm just trying to get to know ya. Get a little closer, baby, closer.
Ooh, do you mind? 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 Do you mind?
Yo, we've been right here thinking about it all night. Baby, you should be up in my bed.
This is WMRDB Atlanta Mix Radio on WATB 1420 AM, the new look and feel of AM radio. We are the women's station. It is time to get into a little bit of sports. You know it is Falcons time. Me being born and raised in Atlanta, in Decatur. You know what, we at DeKalb County, Zone 6 representative. But minus lies, you know, I tell the truth, speak the truth, and the truth is the verdict has said it. The verdict stands. The Falcons will win the Super Bowl. I said it. I said it. Get your money up. Anyway, check it out. All right, right now we're getting into, you know, I like this because Thursday is the first game of the Falcons, well, the first preseason game, and it's going to be against Miami. And right now they're saying that, that two players won't be playing in that game, and I don't mind, I don't care, you know, it's because save my players. That is going to be Julio Jones and Taylor Gabriel. They won't play Thursday, you know, they a little banged up, you know. Julio is that man, but he had that bunion last year, bunion problem, they had to remove it in the offseason. He says he's good to go, so they're just doing precautionary measures. Now with Taylor Gabriel, we got to read in to see what's going on with him. Anyway, right now it's saying the Falcons will be missing at least two big names and at least two small names when they kick off against the Dolphins Thursday night. The weird thing about preseason is that smaller names are much more likely to be consequential. Yeah, that word. Let's back up. Julio Jones and Taylor Gabriel are not going to play, which is not at all a surprise. Both are vital cogs for this offense, and neither were likely to play a ton of preseason snaps, even if they were perfectly healthy. No big deal here then, I promise you, because I'm telling you. The fact that the Falcons will be missing reserve tackle Kevin Graff and running back B.J. Daniels matters more. Graff is one of the many men competing for the swing tackle gig, and this gives players like Adrius Knapp, Daniel Brunskill, Will Freeman, and DJ Talavia an opportunity to gain an early edge on the veteran. This could be consequential, given how little game action these players have in which to distinguish themselves. Ditto Daniels, who is a long shot squaring off against Brian Hill. Y'all know them the running backs. We got a running back. We got probably one of the baddest running back tandems in the league. Brian Hill, Terron Ward, and freshly signed Kevin Taylor. If y'all don't know who Kevin Taylor is, that is actually Jason Taylor's son. That man was a beast. Well, actually, I'm sorry, Fred Taylor's son. That man is a beast. Fred Taylor went for 13,000 yards and like 66 touchdowns. That man was one of the baddest. He played with the Buffalo Bills. I know y'all know. He was out there doing his thing. And now his son getting a chance to try to make the squad with Atlanta. So kudos to Kevin Taylor. I want to see what this little man got. He's going to have a real bad uphill battle trying to battle out with Devontae Freeman, Tevin Coleman, Terron Ward, and Brian Hill, but I'm going to salute the brother for trying. But it says this puts him firmly behind the eight ball in a contest he already probably wasn't going to win. We'll see a fuller injury report tomorrow, I'd expect, but needless to say, you shouldn't have expected a Julio Jones touchdown grab in this one regardless. Look, I'm like that too. Preseason is a chance for no names to become somebody. So, with that being said, when you have your star players out there and they get hit by a man who is trying to become famous and rich, he's putting it all out there during preseason. Stars, you know, they sometimes go half speed. You know, they're not trying to really do much in preseason, but these little hungry kids are. So the least amount of time you can put your stars out there, the better with me, because I don't want to see.
You're listening to WATB 1420, Decatur, Georgia.
We had to take a break for system. It is the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, so we had to take a time out for station identification. But look, like I was saying, you know, you gotta really, really, really watch the minutes you put in the preseason for your stars, because the preseason is for people to try to make, well, the young rookies to make a job, get a job, become rich, become a name. So, I mean, I understand, I feel it. But let's go on, and I got to get into some more with the Falcons. I know, of course, if you don't know by now, Jalen Collins, they saying he playing for his Falcons career this preseason. Let me tell you why. I'm going to go ahead and turn it down a little bit so y'all can understand what's going on. Jalen Collins last year, he's a cornerback we got in the second round the first year of Dan Quinn, so like it would be 3 years ago. And he came out of LSU, you know, and some people, they really didn't want us to get him in the second round, but we got him. Well, last year he had to miss the first four games because he took PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs. And he got suspended for four games. You know, no harm, no foul, because we had Desmond Trufant, our number one corner. We had Robert Alford, that's our, you know, number two corner. And Jalen Collins was like the third man in. So it's like it didn't matter then. But come injuries. Desmond Trufant goes down midway season last year. Robert Alford moves over to the number one spot. Jalen Collins comes in and does an admirable job. Problem is, and he also started in the Super Bowl last year, did a pretty good job. Well, in the offseason, I guess he want to get his swole on again. How about he suspended for 10 games this time because of a repeated violation? I hope they hold him, because we are deep at corner. You know, we are really deep at corner, and he has showed flashes of talent. But you got to make better decisions. Do you know that man this year was supposed to make $975,000? But because they get paid by the game, it's going to drop him down to where he's going to make $400,000 this year. That's a lot of money missing, especially when you're on a rookie contract. And on top of that, I think this year he was due up to get ready to get his big contract. So now not only did he hurt himself for future money, but we can, any team, if we keep him or anybody, they can underpay him, because you've been suspended twice. And if he gets suspended the third time, you're banned from the NFL for 2 years. So I hope he's learning his lesson. I don't know how Arthur Blank, you know, he's still kind of wishy-washy when it comes down to problem players, because, you know, Michael Vick hurt him so bad. because, you know, Vic ended up, everybody know about the dog thing, but he ended up hurting Arthur Blank's feelings because he said he didn't do it. And Arthur Blank stood by him, and then when he did, was found guilty, a lot of sponsors backed out. So Arthur Blank's real nervous when it comes down to just any type off-field issue. And I know this is a kind of an off or on-field issue because it's dealing with the NFL. You gotta, if you got all these million-dollar doctors inside the locker room, don't assume and take something because you think, well, I took this last year, so I got banned, so I'm going to try this. Go get advice from a doctor. Go ask the doctor. He's getting paid millions. The sports doctor's right there in the camp with you. Or you got enough money where you can call. I mean, it's a sad, sad situation with Jalen Collins because he got so much talent. He's so young. I think he's 24 years old. That's it. You know, I mean, and you went to college, you went to LSU, you went to a D1 school, you know better. But let's go ahead and read on what they're saying on the Falcoholic. If you want to read on this story, it's on the Falcoholic. It says, is Jalen Collins playing for his Falcons career this preseason? And it says, it's not often that you are talking about potentially cutting a recent second-round draft pick, but Jalen Collins has unfortunately put the Falcons in that predicament. And if you're just joining in on WATV 1420 AM, we're actually talking about the Jalen Collins incident where he's suspended for 10 games for taking PEDs. Anyway, it's saying the third-year player figured to have a more prominent role this year after finally living up to some of his draft status, all at the end of 2016. The news of a demoted role in training camp led to the rampant speculation that was eventually put to rest when his 10-game suspension was announced. This week, Dan Quinn made it clear that Collins would get playing time this preseason, which led to many fans asking why. To me, the answer is clear. Jalen will be playing for his Falcons career this preseason. Because I don't know if you know, Big Boy, the way it works, if you're suspended the fourth season, you can play in preseason, but you can't play during the season. So Dan Quinn, what he did was he demoted him down to playing with the third string, you know what I'm saying, and second stringers. And then have the people that's going to be playing this season move up to his role, which he would have been a potential starter this year.
Smart man.
So what you're doing is having it where if you show flashes during preseason, we might hold you for this suspension and then deal with you for the six remaining games. And then next year, I'm pretty sure Arthur Blank, Thomas Dimitroff, and Dan Quinn going to have a sit down with this young man like, we kept him, but this is what's going to happen, and because of this, you're only getting paid this much. And I'm pretty sure Jalen Collins will be one of the guys that go, you know what, I would go somewhere else to see if I can get more money, but because they kept me when I was suspended, I'll take the pay cut and still play with the Falcons. So that's a smart move on Dan Quinn, too. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to go further into it because I talked about it a lot. But if you want to read the story is pretty long. This is on thefalcoholic.com, all right? When we come back, we'll get into some entertainment. And, of course, later on, we got to get into my TikTok Tuesdays. And, of course, we got to bring DJ Big Boy to do his thing. You know, this is WAMRDB. You know, I mean, come on. You got to go to the website, AtlantaMixRadio.com. Check us out. And also, I'm a veteran. I'm a Marine. So they have we actually have it now where we have a page up there for the vets that are actually that need some assistance in things like maybe PTSD, maybe housing, maybe financially. We have a whole section for you on the website, and also check out our sponsors, and we also keep up new events that we have coming up and on there as well. And also check us out on YouTube, subscribe to us, WAMRDB Atlanta Mix Radio, and you can see us live on there sometimes, and we, you know, and of course you're going to like us. This is Minus Lives and Big Boy. You don't know what time it is? Come on now. And go to Facebook and make sure you like us, you know, or check us out on Facebook. That's WAMRDB Atlanta Mix Radio. So, you know, we just got so much we can get into, man. That's why I love doing this, and that's why I like making sure y'all relax. It's Tuesday. I know you're tired. You know what I'm saying? It's rainy. Relax. Sit back with us. We going to go ahead and do our thing. You know what? Let's go ahead and play a little bit of that DJ Khaled Beyonce Shining. How about
Atlanta, Minneapolis, Nashville, and everywhere else. You're listening to WAMI.
YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, health, politics, and entertainment. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com.